So this is the theme that I'm really feeling into here tonight is openness, being open, opening so much. And there's a number of other themes that are being weaved. There's something that Rachel was making reference to of the idea, when did we ever decide it was a good idea to trade beauty for security? I don't know about you guys, but I've made a lot of trades through life. All through life. And then sometimes have to trade back. So one thing is that when I look out into this crowd, I see a bunch of snowflakes. You guys. You're all snowflakes in the fact that you're completely unique and individual. There's absolutely no two alike. And that's not just this room, of course, that's everybody, right? That's the whole idea of the brilliance and wonder of what any one of us are. As people, as beings, as expressions of consciousness. It's a dichotomy because I know at times earlier in life, there were things that made me unique, things that made me different. And I would see them, and actually I wanted to trade off some of those things for acceptance, public approval from peers, to be normal, to not stand out, to be part of the crowd, to be a drop of water instead of a snowflake. And yet that security of feeling not different, because then there's nothing really strong to compare against, and that's where a lot of judgment comes from, is comparison, gets traded out for some of the beauty of the uniqueness. That was my experience, and I've made trades like that all the way through life until some point coming to the recognition that who I am is awesome. Everyone agree? Who you are is awesome.
Yeah, there we go.
Bigger, more. There's more of you. It's true. You're brilliant. The way that you are. Exactly, uniquely, magically, magnificently different. And we're going to see a lot of magically, magnificently different this weekend. A lot of snowflakes attracted out of the high Arctic. Here to celebrate their own uniqueness, their own beauty, and the thing that makes us all the same, the thing that makes us all one. Spirit, God, essence, life, so many names. But there is this thing inside of all of us that connects us, that's true, that we can always rely upon and never trade away. And yet, that shows up in so many beautiful, amazing configurations, characteristics and talents and shapes and sizes and different capacities and faculties. So much so that it's hard to imagine not being in a state of just wonder and awe at the diverse magic of it all. Somewhere along the way, though, humanity, they call it the fall, maybe that's it, but we started to compare and judge and then do a little oppression, some pressing down of somebody else to lift up. We started to judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree. And then that fish goes along through life thinking that it's not very good at who he or she is. That it was never designed that way. Has a completely different, unique, magical essence and purpose that fits beautifully into this kaleidoscope mosaic of the whole. that we all have our unique places. And when we're all, each one, fully in ourselves, open, here's where I think the open part comes in that I was hearing over and over. Open to share that uniqueness of who we are. I've covered up a lot in myself, in my ownership, my own identity, my expression, through shame, different ways that self-comparisons. The sound of helicopters that run through my mind as non-flashbacks. I'm ashamed of that. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what that is. That's amazing. But when we open to share who we really are, the truth of ourselves, something else happens on all these other levels that is necessary and required in order for that beautiful mosaic of spirit in life and human reality to truly show up in form. Because it's not just me opening to show you who I am, it's also me opening to see who it is that you are, the magnificent beauty of the being that you are. And I get to keep having that experience over and over and over, because I'm being born new each moment, and in some ways, so are you. So I can always be open to that. But that's just the outer experience of my connection in me to what's outside of me. There's a whole nother, even more grand world inside of me. And if I open to that by giving thanks and gratitude and offering up all that is in my life, that which I love and that which I don't understand, that which is glorious and that which doesn't seem to be working, if I can stop making it mean anything and just give it up to God in gratitude in all things, then something in response opens up and I get to receive more of that divine presence in myself. And then I open up and share some of myself, and it's mixed with more divine presence. And then in response, I open up and see more divinity expressing through other people. And now I'm in a winter wonderland full of snowflakes. And it's amazing. There's nothing like it. That's I think, part of what we're being called to this weekend. It's something that it might be easy to kind of forget when you're just bouncing around the bubble all the time, seeing the same faces, maybe even doing the same thing to the familiar faces that you do to your own, all the judgings and the trades. So we trade back. We got a great opportunity. And there's something about the essence of masculine and feminine, as we've been talking about, that I feel into as different than gender, but there's a reason. There's both. Like, there can be a masculine expression or feminine expression that doesn't have anything to do with male or female. But both of those energies are really important because they're in creation. They're not just in our own sexuality. They're all the way through all of creation. There is a energy of extending almost, and then an energy of receiving that happens all the time. And Arise is one of my most favorite times of year to practice that on a large scale, energetically and vibrationally. I like to extend and expand my awareness through the valley and then receive and hold all of the people that are in it. I like to receive from my own higher knowing, my own divine identity, some spiritual presence, an essence of love, whatever I can reach out and touch into to receive, and then send that through this space that I'm able to hold and connect with others. It's fun. We actually do it with each other all the time on like a one-on-one basis. Anytime you're interacting inside of somebody else's energy field. And then sometimes we get to expand even further, a group in a room through this valley, through the community. But 10,000 people. That's a good feeling. That's a workout. Extending, expanding, giving the love, feeling what's coming back, holding. You know, this is the work that we're here to do. It's available all the time within ourselves, in the community, with groups. Right now with the Rise, it's like the mega event of the year for this. And yet even further than that, it's what we're called to do for humanity and through each other. And it's what we're meant to do for the generations to come. It's the greatest work that can be given to another generation, is to open a greater space where spiritual presence can be experienced and known and shared. And that's what that is, all that opening. That's just about the fullness of who you are on the inside being let out, and you being open to receive the fullness of who someone else is also in their expression. And then that creates a culture. I believe it's our calling, like a destiny, to create a culture born out of that experience of openness, seeing and knowing and loving. And to create that culture that we can give to the next generation as they grow up and create even deeper into that and give to the next generation. Until just a few short generations from now, we have beings able to be born into a human body and grow up in this world in an actual culture that supports divine identity and expression from the start and all the way through. Because of the work we do right now of opening what has been closed, trading back the true parts of ourselves that we've traded out for the outer world, and claiming the love through receiving and giving with all those that come anywhere near our sphere, which you can always expand. Go Arise.